Good morning. If this is your first time joining us, my name's Matt. I'm one of the pastors of the church. If you're here this morning, it's proof positive that you're actually a morning person. Because, you know, when we have two services and you could go to the later one and not lose an hour of sleep, like, you know, if you're not a morning person, you're not here. So this is how I know I'm amongst my friends with the morning stuff. Now, before we dig into God's word together, we're going to do something just a little bit different for a few minutes. I want to sort of give you a bit of an update on sort of the state of City Light Church. Jesus' local church is both an organism and an organization. That's part of why the church is such a beautiful, complicated reality. It's both an organism and an organization. So Jesus' church is an organism. It's a living, breathing, growing body. But it's also, at the same time, an organization with organizational structures, systems, laws, budgets, benchmarks, those kind of things. Another way of thinking about this is that Jesus' church is sort of like a trellis and a vine. So I don't know if any of you, by God's grace, somehow in Philadelphia have a backyard. And you have maybe something like a trellis or a lattice in the backyard. It's made of wood. You know, it's kind of like interwoven like this. And I know it's like half of you are like, this one's totally lost on me. Never even seen one of those. But you've noticed that like vines grow on that. Now, the point of a trellis is not a trellis. The point of a trellis is the vine. The trellis just exists so the vine can grow and thrive. Similarly, the organizational structure of Jesus' church exists so that the body life can grow. So the structure is not the point, just like the trellis is not the point. But the trellis is critical so that there's space for the vine to grow and to move and to thrive. Now, I'll just level with you. You guys that know me know this is true. I'm definitely more of a vine person than a trellis person. Okay, I'm much more about the church as organism than organization. Okay, it's part of the reason why I don't run all the structures of this church. And we praise God that we have Tim. So the reality is that I think in terms of people, not numbers or structures. I'm a teacher first, a leader second. And it's because of that, recently at some of our congregational meetings, I've made the commitment to do a better job communicating with you guys more about the state and health of our church as organization and not just organism. So what I want to do over the next few minutes is just kind of unpack some concrete numbers for you so that you can get a window in to the organizational health of our church. Now, I know some of you, you're like, sweet, I've been waiting for this for a while, a number from the guy up front, because you know me, I'm just like all organism. And then there are others of you that you're like, are you serious? We're going to do this during a church service? This is the most unspiritual thing I've ever heard. I'm with you. Those of you that say that, I understand, but we have to do this because a lot of our numbers, they represent the trellis on which this vine can grow. So what I want to just kind of share with you a little bit is where we're at organizationally with Sundays, city groups, baptisms, and then finances. And then we're going to look into the future a little bit. So first of all, let's talk about Sundays. What's been going on? How have we been doing as far as Sunday mornings go and the growth of the trellis? Well, when we started City Light, we officially launched Sunday services for City Light 3 years ago this month. So I don't know if you know that, but happy birthday. We just turned three. Praise God. I love it. The very first year of our existence, 2012, our average Sunday adult attendance was 80 adults. So that first year, 2012, 80 adults the first year. The second year, 2013, our average Sunday adult attendance was 160 adults. So from our first year to our second, we doubled in size, which allowed us to bring Tim onto our staff to, you know, keep me from going absolutely berserk. Then in 2014, our average Sunday attendance, so we said 80, then 160, our average Sunday attendance in 2014 was 240 adults. Now, by God's grace, so far in 2015, our average adult Sunday attendance has been 310 adults. To give you an idea of where we're at, last week we had about 330 adults. That's about kind of our norm right now. When I say 310, I took out the Sunday of the ice apocalypse where we like had to cancel one of our services. But the other like ice apocalypse Sunday, I did count that. So that's a little bit of where we are. Similarly, when we started City Light, we had no children's ministry because honestly, there was only one family in the church with a child. So we're like, look, we're not building an entire ministry for the Kurtzes, you know, but I mean, we love them, but it was just like, couldn't quite do it. Today, we have 7 children's classes offered on Sundays, starting from infants all the way up through elementary school age. And so what I just want to simply say when it comes to Sunday morning is, I praise God for you guys. When we started Sunday services, it was basically like, show up, bring your own chair, and we'll attempt to do something that isn't total shenanigans. And by God's grace now, we have a parking team. We have a greeting team. We have refreshments team. We have a worship team. It's not just Pete. You know, it's amazing. We have prayer teams. And then we have this amazing children's team that's grown us from nothing to 7 classes every Sunday. So I just want you guys to know, it is such a privilege to be your pastor. When it comes to Sundays, you guys are doing an incredible job from serving, to leading, to praying, to inviting your friends constantly, which is beautiful. So I just want to thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for how hard you're working. The best is yet to come. We're only going in wonderful directions, but I just want to say, when I look at the church as an organization on Sunday, just I'm blown away. It's absolutely fantastic. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Now, city groups. City Light essentially started as a city group in my apartment about 3.5 years ago. By the end of 2012, we had 3 city groups. By the end of 2013, 9 city groups. And then by the end of 2014, 13 city groups. Right now we have 14 city groups. And if you're new to City Light, city groups are the primary organizing structure of the life of our church, where people live out our core values of worship, community, and mission together. So it's the primary way we live as disciples. And I just want to say 14 city groups represents hundreds of people that are living in worshiping communities on mission. It represents dozens of you as leaders who are stretched and pushed. And I'm constantly like, no, now do this. No, now do this. No, we got to fix this. And you're like, okay, let's go. Great. I'm exhausted by all your ideas. But I got to tell you, it's amazing. Those of you that serve as leaders or apprentices or just share leadership in any way or are involved in these or host, thank you. So that's where we are with city groups. Now, I'll tell you, from a trellis perspective, from an organizational perspective, I'll just level with you. City groups are an area we really need to grow. Not in the sense that our city groups aren't healthy. That would be more the vine. No, it's more the trellis, the organizational side. Let me give you an idea. Our goal is to have 75% of you who gather together with us on Sundays between our 2 services. Our goal is to have 75% of you involved in the life of a city group. Now, for us to make that possible, say we're averaging 325 adults on a Sunday. For us to make that then possible, you do the math. If we want to average, say, a dozen people in these groups, we would need 20 groups just to make room for 75% of you to participate, not even grow those groups. And many of our groups have a lot more than a dozen people in them. So we would need 20 groups. Right now we have 14. So my encouragement to you along those lines is, yeah, we're doing awesome, but this is an area we need to grow. And so I want to ask you, like, if you're maybe a covenant member of City Light or someone who's you're on your way to that, just ask you to consider, just to prayerfully consider, is this something, Lord, you would have me step into? To maybe apprentice to be part of, to apprentice to lead a group or to lead a group. And I know when I say that, some of you, like something starts to stir in you. You're like, gosh, I think the Holy Spirit may be like doing something here, but I'm not sure I'm ready. I'm not sure I can do it. I don't know about my schedule. I don't know about my leadership skills. Do I know the Bible well enough? Listen, if you love Jesus and love people, we can train you. We can help you. But this is an area we want to grow in. So if that's something you're interested in, like you're going to be hearing over the next few months, Tim's putting structures in place to train more and more people. But what I would say is we need to know who you are. We need to know, those of you who are like, yeah, Spirit's maybe working in me. Maybe I'm convinced. I don't know. Just put that down on a Connect card so we can get in touch with you. You're not signing your life away. You're just saying, hey, I'm a little bit interested. Let's see what happens. So that's what's going on with City Groups. Baptisms, by God's grace, in 2014, we baptized 25 people. So that was just every one of those, it's a picture of a life changed by the gospel. So that's absolutely phenomenal. And then finances. Where's City Light at financially? Well, in 2014, our operating budget, our expenses, was $295,000. That's everything. So that's salary, that's keeping these lights on, that's purchasing all this stuff. It's all the investment we've made in kids' ministry. It's just everything under the sun you could think of. Our total operating budget, $295,000 for 2014. By God's grace, this is how generous you guys have been. Our total income in 2014, $350,000. So by God's grace, we've run a $55,000 surplus through 2014, and we've been able to reinvest that money in hiring Mike Anderson as a pastoral resident, Jameson Parker as a pastoral resident, again, beefing up our kids' ministry because we believe that is our future. And then also, we've been able to give $40,000 away last year to church planting, international missions, local organizations doing gospel work, members in need here in this church. And so I just want to thank you for being so incredibly generous. Thank you. You guys are doing an incredible job. And what I just want to encourage you with is, this is just the beginning of the story. Like, keep at it. Keep serving. Keep giving, keep leading, keep sacrificing, not for the sake of an organization, but because if we can just hold this trellis up, this vine is going crazy. And so many lives are being changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you're serving, you're giving, you're participating. It's making that possible. So thank you. Keep at it. Don't grow weary. This is just the beginning. If you're not yet a part of the story, you know, you're not totally involved, I tell you, this is a perfect time to get involved, to get in the game with City Light. Because, and now I want to talk about the future for a moment, and I'm only going to talk about this brief accreditation. I'm going to unpack this a lot more. Mike and I are going to unpack this a lot more next Sunday evening at the accreditation service. I really want you guys to be there. But as we look to the future, for about the past year, we've realized that City Light has had some pretty significant growth, and therefore some pretty significant resources and momentum and opportunity. And so I'll tell you, as we look to the future, our mission will never change. It will never change. We have one plan A and no plan B. We exist for the sole purpose of making disciples of Jesus. That's why we're here. To help people, to both nurture people who already know Jesus, to love him, to grow in his likeness, and also to help people who don't yet know him come into a saving relationship with him and grow as well. So we're about nurturing, growing, making disciples. That's it. So we've been praying over the last year, like, what's the best way for us as a church to do that here in Philadelphia? And as we have leaders, we've fasted, we've prayed. What we realized is the best way to make disciples, we believe, in Philadelphia is not primarily by growing this one congregation as large as possible. We don't believe that it's solely going to be done by just like adding a third service and that sort of thing, and on we go. So, but we've also decided, you know, we don't think the best thing is just to raise up a group of people and send them out and have them start a church that has really nothing connected to City Light, because we have resources and momentum to help. So we've prayed and we've fasted, like, what should we do? And what we've decided is our vision for the future is to be one church, one covenant membership, one eldership, one vision, one mission, one church, though, that gathers as multiple congregations. So our vision for the future is to be one church that has congregations in various areas of the city and the suburbs to reach more people, to nurture more disciples. That's our dream. And I'm excited to tell you that that dream is going to become a reality. in January 2016, God willing, we will start our next congregation. And we've decided, we've prayed, we've fasted, asked the Lord for wisdom, and we believe that the place that that congregation should be down in the city, down in Center City. So that's where we're going to start, where Mike Anderson is just actively looking for places for us to gather on Sunday, sort of in the northern part of Center City. There are hundreds of thousands of people that live in that just swath of area, sort of between City Hall and Temple University. And we want to be part of reaching them for Jesus. And so that's where we're going. That's our next huge step. And you're going to be hearing a ton about that over the coming weeks and months, how to be involved in it, how to give toward it, how to sacrifice yourself, how to serve so that more people can be part of a worshiping community on mission. So all the details are coming, but I just want to just give you a little bit so that you can kind of dream and pray with us. So that's it, okay? That's kind of the state of our church. That's where we've been, it's where we are, and it's where we're going. And so I just want to encourage you, if you're not yet a part of that story, become part of it. Tell us just on your Connect card, just say, okay, this, I want to get involved. I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to maybe be taught to lead. Be involved in this story. And for those of you that already are, just know, we praise God for you. We do not take your work for granted. It's awesome. It's such a privilege to serve a church like this. So let me pray, and then we'll jump together into Romans chapter 14, where I'm a lot more comfortable than those numbers. Okay.